The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain.
Aloha from Hawaii, wrapping up a around the world trip, but here I am for you guys. Let's see, I've tagged Paris, Hong Kong, Xiamen, Incheon, and now Hawaii before I head back. Xiamen was a new one. I think that's how you pronounce it. It starts with an X. It's a really challenging one for us English speakers, you know, I mean, like X-ray, xylophone, that's about all I got for you. But this week, we got a lot to cover, a lot of ground to run here. We're going to talk about Major Brian Scholl, SR-71 pilot, the Ukrainian F-16 crash, an ISIS raid, drone wingman, CIA stuff, and a whole bunch of other things. So, as always, thanks for listening. If you're not a subscriber to the newsletter, you make sure you want to get that. There's a majestic photo in this one, and if you're not getting it, then you know, I just don't know what I can do to help you, but let's jump into this week's lowdown.
Sam Lodge, stroke A, nose 5, low.
Switch, negative contact on your...
Break right! Cut 6, stroke 3, defending, nose...
All right, let's dive into it. Actually, before we dive into it, here's a little disclaimer, which I didn't think I'd have to put out there, but nonetheless, here we are. So, all these things I find throughout the week, I think are interesting, and I think you'll find interesting. It's not a deep dive, clearly. So, if there is something that really tickles your fancy, I encourage you to go out there, run down the rabbit hole, do all the research, dig into it, and just explore with your heart's content. I'll leave it at that, but off we go into history. Libya, 1986. Oh, Muammar Gaddafi, he's out there stirring trouble. But before we jump into the Libya piece, we need to back up to really talk about how we're going to land in Libya in 1986. And it starts in Vietnam in 1973 with Major Brian Scholl. He was a U.S. Air Force fighter pilot, and I think it's fair to say just an all-around badass. He flew over 200 combat close air support missions in Vietnam. In 1973, however, he was shot down in his T-28 Trojan. Sidebar, imagine ripping around Vietnam in a T-28. My eyeballs are huge. But he shot down near the border of Cambodia. He was unable to bail out of the T-28. He subsequently crashed into the jungle and suffered severe burns all over his body. His rescue was delayed because, one, there are a lot of bad guys around the area, and the U.S. rescue forces couldn't immediately identify his location. Ultimately, he was extracted from the jungle under heavy enemy fire. But when he made it to the hospital, doctors looked at him like, there's no way this guy's going to make it. But Scholl miraculously recovered and went on to fly the A-7, the A-10 Warthog, and eventually the mighty SR-71 Blackbird. Now, in July of 1976, the SR-71 set the speed record for over 2,193 miles per hour, 1,905 knots for those who are out there flying, or for everyone else in the world who uses the metric system, 3,529 kilometers per hour. So pretty quick across the ground. That's approximately Mach 3.3. So he would go on to beat this record, unofficially, of course. Now we jump forward to April 1986. The U.S. ordered the bombing of Libyan terrorist training camps after terrorists attacked a Berlin disco where several U.S. soldiers were killed and injured. So F-111s were tasked to go out there, bomb these camps, and then they needed the mighty Blackbird to go overfly it and do some battle damage assessment. So on April 16th of 1986, Major Scholl and his reconnaissance officer, Major Walter Watson, were tasked to overfly these camps and photograph the aftermath. Well, as it turns out, when you're second to the party after your buddies just waylaid this nation, their nation's air defenses are going to be on high alert. Libya at the time had a slew of surface-to-air missile systems, including SA-2, SA-5, SA-6, all that wouldn't be a factor in this case. Just note that these missiles, they can reach up and touch you. Most of them go, you know, over Mach 5, and they can go at high altitudes. SR-71 designed to overfly these missiles, but again, not always a guarantee. You never know what kind of modifications and upgrades the nation is going to do. So they do have some concern here. So Scholl and Watson are cruising over Libya, minding their business, taking some good photographs, just probably the beach and all these things going on down there. But soon, Watson detects several missile launches. Now, they're already cruising at Mach 3 plus. No big deal here. They know they're being shot at, And Scholl goes on to describe that the cockpit was rather quiet and tense at the moment when Watson directed him to push it up. So Scholl assessed the gravity of Watson's voice, pushed the throttles full forward, and they cruised right on past 3.3 Mach, 3.45, and then 3.5. And the jet was still climbing, about 500 feet per minute, according to Scholl. As they're outrunning all these threats and things settle down a little bit, that's when Watson chirps up from the back saying, you might want to pull it back a little bit. Naturally, when you're going 3.5 plus Mach, there's a good chance you're going to overshoot your tanker rendezvous, and that's exactly what happened. But on this day, and every day the SR-71 Blackbird flew, it outran every missile ever shot at it. It's assessed that over 4,000 missiles were shot at SR-71 flights throughout its lifespan, never once reaching up and touching the mighty Blackbird. All right. The U.S. military, alongside Iraqi counterparts, conducted a raid against ISIS, eliminating 15 ISIS militant fighters and leaders. They said tier one leaders, I believe was the way they phrased it. However, 7 U.S. military members were injured in the raid. And looking at it, 5 were injured as a result of combat, as what, you know, you read between the lines here. 2 were injured during falls. The ISIS element was armed with numerous weapons, grenades, explosive suicide belts. And there's no indication of civilian casualties, according to the ABC report here. It does say the ISIS leaders were important and among the first rank. That's how they actually qualify it there. So a lot of ISIS chat going on in the news recently. We'll jump to the CIA intel that spoiled the Taylor Swift attack. That was CIA information there, but you know, allegiance was pledged to ISIS. Who knows if these guys were actually tied into it or they're just lone wolves. I haven't seen anything in the news that leads to both of those yet, but they're still out there. All right, jumping over to Ukraine. Rough week in Ukraine. So they lost their first F-16, and this was the first, if not one of the first, operations they were utilizing the F-16 in an offensive posture. The pilot, Lieutenant Colonel Olensky Mez, call sign Moonfish, was killed the following day. President Zelensky fired the commander of the Air Force, Lieutenant General Mykola Oleschuk. Again, guys, you know I'm terrible with names, but I try my best here. So, a lot of unconfirmed rumors circling around the internet that a Patriot missile took down the F-16. The Pentagon saying, nope, that's not the case. But again, people are chiming in. Maybe there's some correlation with firing the Air Force general and a friendly fire incident. Maybe not. Maybe the president was just fed up with it. Read between the lines, maybe we'll find out, maybe we'll never find out. But it does seem like overwhelmingly all the reports are saying that it wasn't a Russian missile that took down the F-16. I'll say of note, in 2003, a Patriot missile battery shot down an F-18. And this was in the Iraqi offensive there. Without going into too much detail, yeah, the air picture in Ukraine has got to be one of the most complex air pictures out there. And when you're trying to sort out who's good and bad, you got guys ripping around at 50 feet and 100 feet. I can draw a conclusion that that's not too far-fetched, that maybe a Patriot missile battery took him down. Hopefully that's not the case. That's absolutely the worst thing that can happen, is we got a blue on blue. So we'll see their thoughts and prayers with his family. Not a great start with F-16 there in Ukraine. All right, CIA. They had a glove save back in August. Remember the Taylor Swift concert in Austria where they canceled 4 days, massive events, but it was out of a threat of an ISIS attack that was going to occur. These were 3 teenagers that were inspired by ISIS / pledged allegiance to ISIS. One of them was an Austrian citizen. The other ones had immigrated to the country. They'd planned an attack where they wanted to kill thousands. The CIA deputy director said they provided this information, which successfully thwarted the attack, where they're going to have crowds of 200,000 people attendance. This could have been absolutely horrific, but you know, you got some incel ISIS knuckleheads who are, you know, just going out there doing bad stuff. So keep your nugget on a swivel there, but glad we had good intelligence that stopped that. The Loyal Wingman, it has flown. Got a picture of that in the newsletter. But this is Northrop Grumman's, or one of their subsidiaries, that's flying the Model 437, the Loyal Wingman drone. However, this one does have a cockpit. In theory, this is part of the Air Force's Collaborative Combat Aircraft, the CCAs, which if you listen to the last podcast episode with Flash and Forrest, they dive into this a little bit. This one is manned, and maybe this is out of result of making it easier to certify or conduct tests, or maybe it leads into the future. The Secretary of the Air Force did talk about, and they've been changing up NGAD, Next Generation Air Dominance Fighter. A lot of moving pieces where maybe there's a manned version, unmanned version, all unmanned, all unmanned. A lot of things are in flux right now as, you know, we assess where we need to be in life. But there's a picture of that 437. For those who are wondering, like, what does that really mean? But imagine, in theory, you could have a manned F-35 with a bunch of wingman drones carrying missiles, radars that are able to pump and feed and really create a comprehensive picture as well as an offensive capability when you got drones with more missiles. There's more things you can do and amplify your combat capability. So the future is on the horizon. Private King, I believe he's a private. This is the Army Private Travis King. He is going to plead guilty to desertion as well as, I believe, four other charges. He has 12 charges against him. This is the private that was getting deported. That's not the right phrase. He was getting sent back from Korea last year and managed to disappear at the airport after being dropped off because his handler, his escort, couldn't go through security. Well, and then he ran into North Korea, and turns out that wasn't a great idea. He was stuck in Korea for a little bit before they released him and realized that this guy doesn't have any information and his political capital as a pawn wasn't that great. So North Korea released him, although it still cost us. So great job, knucklehead. He's going to plead guilty to desertion. All right, how many data brokers have your information? Mine, it was 66 data brokers when I signed up for Aura. They scanned the interwebs, found these data brokers that had my information, and then they immediately go to start removing this information because data brokers have to do that if the appropriate paperwork's filled out. Aura does all that for you. Good, because honestly, I have no idea how you would even go about doing that, especially with 65, 66 different data brokerages. That's a lot of information on you out there in the world. So Aura, you get a 14-day free trial if you use the link that's in the newsletter, if you use the link that's down below in the description, which is more than enough time for them to go out there, scan the interwebs, see what information's out there, and let you make some smart assessments on your life. Aura's also going to constantly go out there and scan the dark web. Anytime your information pops up on the dark web, you're going to get a notification so you can start taking action. If the worst case scenario happens and your identity gets hacked, they offer upwards of $5 million in identity theft protection. So it's just a little bit of peace of mind to go out there and protect you and your family and start cleaning up your digital footprint online. Go to aura.com/afburn or use the link down below and you get 14 days free and you can test it out, see what information is out there and start protecting you and your family today. All right, Poland's jumped on the fifth gen train, although they did it back in 2020 when they inked the deal with Lockheed for the F-35 Hussar. I think that's how you pronounce it. They're getting 32 Block 4 F-35s. They signed this deal back in 2020. The jet's supposed to be delivered between 2024 and 2030. They rolled out the first Polish F-35 at a ceremony at the Lockheed plant in Fort Worth. That jet's expected to be delivered in December for the nation of Poland. They already have 14 pilots over here in the U.S. training. Most of those pilots come from F-16 backgrounds, a few of them from the MiG-29. I can't imagine what it's like going from like the MiG-29 to an F-35. I imagine that's quite a leap far forward there. Now, we will talk about it. We'll talk about it next. No, we're not going to talk about it next, but there are a few delays going on with F-35, so that might impact Poland getting their F-35s on time. But this one is all rolled out and ready to go, ready to rock, or pretty close to it, I imagine, doing flight test. Jumping over to Atlanta, Delta, they had two employees killed, one seriously injured when a tire exploded at their maintenance facility at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Thoughts and prayers out to their family. I don't know if you've ever seen a tire explode, just like a vehicle tire explode. Go Google it. That is an incredibly dangerous and wild event to watch. No idea what aircraft this was on, but I mean, obviously I'm walking on aircraft tires all day long. If you had a 777 tire explode while you're pumping that out, I can absolutely see that you and anyone else who around is going to be killed or severely injured. So again, Not good. All right, this is the F-35 piece I was talking about. Poland. So the DoD, they're withholding millions of dollars from Lockheed. So buckle up here and try to hang on as I try to hang on as well. But back in July of 2023, the DoD stopped accepting F-35s from Lockheed. Lockheed was still pumping them up. They were just filling the parking lot there at Fort Worth. But this is for the TR-3, and TR stands for Technology Refresh. This is how they were doing upgrades, or a lot of the upgrades to the F-35. The DoD said, hey, these jets are not cutting it for numerous hardware and software shortfalls. TR-3 is a big upgrade for the F-35, which preps it for Block 4. Maybe I'm misspeaking there, but that's the way I understand it. Better displays, more computing power, that's a big one. Additional weapons, payload capability, just to name a few. So in July of 2024, the DoD said, hey, all right, let's knock it back on. We'll start accepting these deliveries. But they accepted these deliveries, saying these jets can only be used in training or initial training. And now they're saying they've been used for combat training. The way I read that is, again, maybe I am reading between the lines here. For the initial training, I'm assuming that's for takeoff landings, basically being able to learn how to fly the jet, instruments, et cetera. Now, combat training, you can use it as a full-up round, going out doing defensive counter-air, doing suppression in the air defenses. Again, I am making some assumptions there, but these jets are not combat coded, and they're saying the earliest they will probably be combat coded is 2025. So it's still not a full-up round, but we're getting those jets, and it's causing delays down the pipeline, as one might imagine there. All right, the Boeing Starliner crew, they're going to hitchhike back on SpaceX. A lot of back and forth last week of they're coming home, they're not coming home, they're coming home, they're not coming home, incompatibility of spacesuits, yada, yada, yada. But September 6th, they're coming back. Just imagine, you know, you're going to go for a 1 week long base journey on June 5th, and now you're coming back 3 months later. So I wonder, like, would you go back in space after you got stuck with that one? Do you have that much toothpaste? I don't know. Not where you want to be in life. Boeing. I didn't intentionally put these back to back, but man, the hits keep on coming for them. So the 777X, the 777-900, they identified a couple cracks in thrust link assemblies on three jets last week. Well, they just found a fourth one. Just ongoing issues with Boeing as they try and work through numerous issues with numerous aircraft, etc. So we'll see when the 777X, how long that one takes to fix. It looks like a cool plane. Obviously, I'm 777 biased. All right, the Philippines are going to spend $33 billion on 40 new multi-role fighters. Obviously, they got a lot of stuff going on in that region, so they want to upgrade their fleet. The way I read this, is it going to be a Block 70 F-16 or an F-18? You imagine it's going to come from a U.S. supplier, just based on what we do and support them. We'll see. Got an Army plant up in Pennsylvania. They're really ramping up production, producing shells for Ukraine. We've talked about in other podcast episodes, obviously the AMRAAM production, that was from about 9 months ago. The Raytheon is 3X-ing their AMRAAM production over the next few years. So we're making a lot of munitions and sending them around the globe. The Army has signed a deal of $1 billion for a kamikaze drone. They call it the Switchblade Kamikaze drone. I have linked in the newsletter, I call it the Blade O' Death, the Hellfire missile. And if you want to look at this one, because, I mean, talk about terrifying. Me and you could be standing next to one another on the street, and if you're the bad guy, fire Hellfire at you, and you're just going to get chopped up, and I'm going to be completely fine, other than all the blood and guts are splattered all over me, and then the nightmares I have for the rest of my life. But probably going to force me to think, maybe I shouldn't be a bad guy, because I don't end up like you. But that's the R9X Hellfire. That is linked in the podcast, and again, that thing looks absolutely terrifying. We've used it against a couple people. All right, China has trespassed Japanese airspace for the first time since they've started their incursion mitigation, their incursion monitoring program, which has happened the last few years as they pivoted and focused more on defense and then honestly an offensive capability as well, seeing what's going on in the world. The China had a J-9 electronic warfare aircraft infringe Japanese airspace. It was a short incursion that lasted 2 minutes, but nonetheless, it was the first time. So more with that. All right, never look a gift horse in the mouth. Old Vladimir Putin. gifted his buddy Kim Jong-un 24 horses as a thank you for all the artillery shells North Korea has provided Russia. Remember back about 6 months ago when Vladimir visited North Korea and they came up with an agreement because Russia really needed a lot of ammunition, which the North Koreans have been stockpiling. Talk about irony there. And old Kim Jong-un, he was more than happy to send his way. There is, again, a majestic photo of Kim Jong-un just riding a horse in the newsletter there. So you're following along. There you go. Russia Su-75 checkmate fighter is going to go to India. They're pushing India to buy it. Or at least there's in talks there because India is looking to upgrade its capabilities. And they want a low-cost single-engine stealth fighter. They're not going to get the F-35, I don't think, but we'll see what happens there. Hundreds of Marines are accused of fraud. They're running a scheme out of San Diego, and they're under investigation for defrauding the federal government. Most of this revolves around a TRICARE scheme where they would get fake prescriptions that required a compound pharmacy out in Tennessee to make these special compounds. Now, a lot of them were like for face cream and stuff that was not really critical, I would say, or by really critical, it was not critical at all. But these compounds would be upwards of $20,000. So yeah, that one's not good. All right, I think that's all the news I have for this week. Make sure you grab the newsletter. You get some great pictures in there, as well as a little bit of trivia. So if you're curious as to who had the first air-to-air kill in Operation Desert Storm, it's part of the trivia, and then the answer is down at the bottom of the newsletter. So I'll see you next week.
Your online security has never been more important. Recently, hackers stole over 2.9 billion records from National Public Data. You might be asking yourself, what's National Public Data? Well, that's the service that private investigators, companies, and staffing services all use to do background checks. This information is now in the hands of hackers who say they're going to give away this information for free. I use a company called Aura to make sure that whenever my data pops up in places I don't want, I get notified immediately. They also go right to work trying to remove your information from data brokers, as well as they offer a whole host of other tools. And should the worst case happen, they offer up to $5 million in identity theft protection insurance. Protect yourself and your family today with Aura. You can use the link down below and get a 14-day free trial, and this will be enough time for Aura to go out there, scan the web, and see what information is out there that you really don't want. You can go to aura.com/afterburn or click the link down below in the description again to get 14 days free.